It's Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. Music and memory can have a powerful connection, like the songs that connect us to our childhood, or fond memories like a first dance, a wedding, or a graduation.
Milwaukee's Kieron Vedula has made a lot of his own music. He scored the episodes of our Precious Live segment for a couple of years, but then he started thinking about other musicians' songs that were important to his life, and he crafted an essay for February's Milwaukee Magazine. He shared that essay and its inspiration with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke.
So about 4 or 5 months ago, I wanted to find a way to kind of stay in touch. You know, I'm an independent artist, but I work with a lot of organizations and people, and I wanted a way of kind of keeping in touch with people without always having to constantly make meetings. So one of my, you know, a mentor of mine suggested I start a newsletter. So I started the MailChimp newsletter, and it was called Q the Sun, like C-U-E the Sun. But that's also my producer alias, Q the Sun with the letter Q. But the idea was to open up a discussion around music and relationships and community, and because that's centered around all the work that I do, and I've been thinking about it more over the past couple years, just kind of getting a little bit burnt out from the more like basic things that come with being a musician, or that you would expect a musician to do, like, you know, performing, touring, recording, which I kind of did most of my 20s. And now I'm in my early 30s, and I've just kind of wanted more out of it. And in doing a lot of youth work over the years and kind of expanding that to a more community-minded for adults, too. So that's kind of been my focus, is like, you know, it's more to music than just songs. You know, the song is just the thing that the music happens around. So those are kind of the subjects that I've been discussing in different ways, whether I'm talking about, you know, Free Space or Grace Weber Music Lab or other things going around the city and COA. And so this happened to be, I wrote it for at the end of the year during Christmas time. I was like, oh, I may as well do a more personal one for the holiday season. And it was originally just a shorter version in the newsletter, and it had other things, but a lot of people really resonated with it in the same way that you did. You know, everyone got reminded of their own kind of songs and road trips and family members. And Carol Nixon is one of the people on my mailing list from Milwaukee Magazine, and she reached out saying, hey, I love it, I'd love you to expand it and have it in the magazine. So I was all for it, because I'm always looking for new ways of kind of challenging myself creatively. And writing has always been something I've been interested in, too. So I jumped right on it.
It sounds like at a really basic level, what you're doing is, as you say, it's, you know, about more than the song. It's about the connection that music makes between the musician and the people who listen to them.
Yeah, you know, I experience music most regularly through young people, whether they're in the audience at a show or my collaborators or students. And I think that, you know, there's this idea, you know, there's so much that comes with songs and artists and fashion and clothing and coolness and all these kind of things. But I realize that it doesn't really depend on, it doesn't matter what the songs are. You know, it's more so about what was happening at the time that you remember that song. So that's kind of what I was trying to touch on, is whether you're remembering your parents or you're remembering your first high school girlfriend, or, you know, just remembering any moment in time that could have been good or bad. But when you, it's like smelling, you know, fresh grass or something like that. When you hear certain songs, you're just automatically time traveling back to such a specific, not only place, but just that entire moment in time for your, in a personal way.
Right, and when you're a musician, you're not just creating a song; you're creating the soundtrack of someone's life.
Absolutely.
It's really powerful stuff, and I think we should hear it. So, thank you so much for bringing it to us.
Thank you. The magic of music. It was the last warm day of the year. My parents and I had just spent the afternoon with relatives, walking around an arboretum near Naperville, enjoying the weather. Now we were in the car, returning to my folks' place in Racine. It had been a full day, and the conversation began to die down as we reached the Illinois-Wisconsin border. My mom was driving, as she typically prefers to. My dad was in the back seat on the verge of one of his famous snaps. My dad is known as a super napper because he can fall asleep in any position for 2 minutes, then wake up fully rejuvenated. Traveling north on I-94, gazing at the pastel autumn sunset, I connected my phone to the car's Bluetooth and scrolled through my iTunes library to find something to play. Most of the music on my recent playlist didn't fit the mood, so I opened Apple Music and searched for songs that all three of us would enjoy. I started with Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, a family favorite. Seconds into the first verse, we were all singing along. That song evokes memories of road trips to my uncle's houses, where we'd play table tennis, hike through parks, and visit the college campuses where they worked. Back then, in the 80s, my parents and their siblings were still new to this country, having recently immigrated from India. They were in their 20s, and I was a little toddler, an only child. I think their new life in the United States must have been quite a culture shock, and at times very lonely. Fortunately, many of my uncles and aunts lived in the Midwest, so we were able to visit them often. We made a lot of great memories, and listening to music and singing along together was a big part of that. Fast Car was the first song on a mixtape that my mom's older brother made for us early on. We listened to that tape whenever we were in the car back then. The songs covered a wide range, from Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, to Iron Butterfly's Inagata De Vida, to Carly Simon's You're So Vain, and Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong's Dancing Cheek to Cheek. That tape was our family's soundtrack. My next selection was Tin Man by America, then Happy to Be Stuck with You by Huey Lewis and the News. As the car's DJ, I fueled the nostalgic feelings with more songs from that old mixtape, plus some that my dad used to sing in the shower and at family get-togethers, like Harry Belafonte, Kishore Kumar, and the Eagles. I added a few songs I used to play on the piano and guitar during my teenage angst years, Ben Folds 5's Evaporated and Dave Matthews Band's Number 41. Those songs took me back to playing my first acoustic shows at Barnes & Noble and Cybergrounds Cafe, hanging out with my best friends in high school, and dealing with acne. As we took exit 329 Highway K, I glanced at my mom, who was looking out at the road with a subtle smile and a translucent glaze swelling over her eyes. "I wish this car ride didn't have to end," she said. My dad and I knew exactly what she was feeling. She was remembering my uncle's living room and me as a little kid. Those old road trips, me playing piano and singing in the evenings after dinner. She was remembering her younger self. And I'm sure when she thinks of those old times, she is amazed by how far she's come as a person and how far we've come as a family. In the chorus of Fast Car, Tracy Chapman sings, "I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone." Those sentiments of connection and hope were reawakened that day in the car on the way from Naperville to Racine. The music transported us to an earlier time, and as we listened and sang together, a link in the family chain was added, a new memory and a feeling that is sure to stay with us for years to come.
Kieran Vadula performs as Cue the Sun. His essay on music and memory is in the February issue of Milwaukee Magazine.